This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
From London, this is The Standard Podcast, and I'm Mark Blunden. The Princess of Wales is said to be saddened over a doctored photograph which has engulfed the royal family in controversy. Kate has publicly taken the blame for the manipulated image released by Kensington Palace and issued a personal apology for the confusion. In this episode of The Standard Podcast, we'll examine what happened, why it's hit the front pages, and balancing privacy with transparency of the royal family's business. The image had, before closer inspection, appeared to be a fairly ordinary image of Kate with Prince Louis, Prince George and Princess Charlotte celebrating Mother's Day.
The reason that this photograph was important was because there had been a great deal of speculation about the health of the Princess of Wales. We haven't seen her officially since Christmas, and also she had undergone a major abdominal surgical operation.
That's royal expert Richard Fitzwilliams speaking to the PA News Agency.
I think in the future they will make very certain that this sort of touching up or manipulation, which has been alleged, does not happen because it damages your credibility. There's no doubt about that.
Her tweaks to the snap led to picture agencies issuing what's known as a kill notice on the image when the manipulation was found. And this was visible in artifacts around body parts and clothing. Now, palace insiders insist the entirely innocent mistake was an attempt to make the family portrait the best it could be. Kate's apologised with a signed message on social media, saying she liked to occasionally experiment with editing. She's since been seen leaving Windsor Castle in a car with William as he was driven to the Commonwealth Day service in London. It follows considerable speculation about her well-being after Kate disappeared from the public eye following abdominal surgery in January. For the latest, we're joined by Evening Standard reporter Robert Dex. Rob, what are you reporting for Tuesday's front page?
I think in layman's terms, you would probably describe it as the palace attempting to draw a veil over this story is what's happened. We had the apology, obviously, yesterday, which was, I think, fairly unexpected. And today we've had various royal sources and insiders come out sort of on the side of the princess saying, you know, it was an entirely innocent mistake. She's very sad about it. She was just, you know, simply trying to make the photo look as good as possible, and she hopes that the media storm will die down because, you know, she's held her hands up and said sorry and hopefully put an end to sort of the rumour mill. At least that's their hope anyway. Whether that's the case, of course, is an entirely different matter.
And how did it all blow up? Who took the pic? And what actually happened with this on the face of it happy Mother's Day image gone wrong?
Yeah, this is not unusual. The royals put out pictures all the time. It used to be, you know, you get a new portrait of the Queen every year on her birthday, that sort of thing. And it's not that unusual, certainly for William and Kate to take their own pictures. She's often, funnily enough, normally the one taking them. So, yeah, William apparently took the picture, put out to mark Mother's Day. I'm sure it was put out to sort of try to calm some of the more insane online rumours that have been spiralling around since she came out of hospital. Fairly innocuous, nice picture of her and the kids. What could possibly go wrong? It turns out everything. It's an odd one, isn't it? On the face of it, I'm sure it will not be the first royal picture that's been slightly edited in Photoshop. But this one, I guess, more than anything, it's the timing. That with all the rumours about her and the illness, it was just very bad timing to not put out a straight picture, shall we say.
Can you tell us more about this dramatic sounding kill notice that agency picture desks issued?
It's not dramatic at all, is it? I mean, as you say, it sounds very dramatic, but essentially when we sit at our work and we turn on our laptops and we log into various bits of software, you can get a bit that sort of ties you up to all the picture agencies working around the world. In this case, I think it was the Associated Press, AFP, Reuters, Getty Images, and the Press Association as well. Sort of the five of the main sources. And every picture they take comes over to picture desks and to reporters around the world. For example, if they take a picture and say it's of Mr. John Smith and it turns out that actually somebody's miscaptioned it and it's actually Mr. Fred Bloggs, they will put out a kill saying, please no longer use this picture because it's incorrect. And they will then perhaps resubmit the picture again, correctly captioned. Or if they get a picture and they say it shows a certain scene, or they are told that actually this is a setup and this did not really happen, you've been conned slightly, they will put out a kill notice to say, please don't use this picture, it doesn't show what we originally thought it showed. And in this case, they transmitted the royal picture, and it was only, I assume, after journalists came back to them and said, well, hang on, we think this has been slightly tinkered with, and they said, well, we weren't told that they put out the kill. And for them, it's sort of a reputational issue in that they would say, and I'm speaking for them, I have no right to do, I'm sure they would say, our customers expect that when we put something out as a photograph, it is what it says it is. And even though these changes were very, very minor, they chose to take a stand and they took the picture off and they killed the picture.
What's Kensington Palace saying?
Nothing officially. I mean, we had Kate's apology yesterday, which was a statement on social media, which said, "I, like many amateur photographers, I occasionally experiment with editing and I want to express my apologies." And that was signed with a C, which means we know that tweet came from her. Officially, there's no comment from the palace itself. I mean, I imagine they now regard the matter as closed and probably don't want to add fuel to the fire. So I think unless there are something hugely significant pops up in the next 12, 24 hours, I don't think they will say anything at all.
Let's go to the ads coming up. The history of royal image manipulation and what's the public's right to know versus royal privacy. Why not hit follow in the meantime? Give us a rating.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Now, the Princess of Wales's photo editing controversy, or even Kate's Gate as it's been dubbed by some, isn't the first time for the royals. Here's Richard Fitzwilliams again.
They've certainly a history of manipulating image, particularly with the portrait, where kings and royals and prominent figures, well, with the portrait where prominent figures could hide under the cloak of an artist's skill. Van Dyck's Charles I was perhaps one of the finest examples of this. He was a royal propagandist, and down the centuries there's a history of photo manipulation.
Now, Rob, why is this story leading the news agenda with so much else going on? And there's also been considerable interest in the States.
It's been our front page today and yesterday, so 2 days running. And there's a lot of people saying, why is this at the top of the BBC website? Why is this on the front of the newspaper when X, Y, and Z is also happening in the world? Which is, yeah, a perfectly valid point. I would say one reason it's leading the news agenda is people are reading it. I know that sounds like stating the bleeding obvious, but everyone now, particularly online, is all over the stats of who reads what for how long and when. And they don't tend to stick with stories like this if they're not doing very well, which suggests it is doing very well and that people are lapping it up. Another reason it's leading the news agenda, it's been a while since we've heard from her, obviously because she's been ill and been in hospital and come out. So there's that as well. There's been a bit of a vacuum around her. We've not seen or heard from her in a while. And also, professionally, it is a great story for journalists. There is a lot of horrendous stuff on social media, you know, utter mad conspiracy theories about why she's not been seen and what's actually been wrong with her and why she's been in hospital and all that sort of stuff. And most of it is unprintable rubbish. But this story allows certain news outlets to sort of hint at those things while at the same time saying, you know, this is dreadful because actually this is what's really going on. At the same time, this story also feeds into issues of privacy, media control, AI and picture editing, and how far we can now trust images when that you can, you know, control and change an image to whatever you want, basically just on your own mobile phone. So it's a story for everyone in that you can make it a royal story if you want to be all high-minded and say, oh, we're not interested in the royal family, but we are really interested in artificial intelligence and its future. You can talk about that as well.
What's your view on this incident feeding into the perception that the palace isn't always entirely transparent over health issues of, on this occasion, the Princess of Wales and then previously the King, when, say, in the US, there's relatively more access to information?
Yes, they are far more transparent in the US across the board about everything compared to how we are. That's well known. I mean, I would imagine there would be people in the palace who would say something like, the more traditionalists would say, well, you know, the monarchy has to keep some sort of mystique or mystery. You know, we can't tell you absolutely everything because you're talking about the monarch. There'll be other people who'd say, it's none of your business. I mean, where do you stop? If, for example, a member of the royal family fell seriously ill, do you start then giving daily updates about how they're doing and how they're not doing? I'm sure they would say they have a right to privacy on certain things, including their medical records. And it comes down to a personal choice in a way. So the King has said that he is being treated for cancer. All the pastors said the King's been treated for cancer. And they've not gone into great detail about exactly what and exactly what his treatment is, but they have said it's cancer. So he has clearly decided he's happy with that information going out. The palace have not said why Kate went to hospital. They issued a clarification and said it is not cancer, just because obviously that was on everyone's mind at the time because of the King. But they've not gone into any detail at all. And they would say that's her personal choice as well. And while a lot of her private life is lived publicly, there are certain things that shouldn't be. And that's entirely her choice. If at a later date she wishes to speak about it, she may well do. I think there are other things, if you like, the palace isn't transparent on, like finances, for example, or things like that, where you could maybe have a stronger case for saying the public has a right to know. But I think the public would want to know what's wrong with her, but whether they have a right to know is an entirely different matter.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. We're back on Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.